Good afternoon. We welcome you to the live stream of Grace Baptist Church afternoon worship service. Shall we bow in a word of prayer? Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for salvation through him. We thank you again, dear Heavenly Father, for this time that we can come together and we can look into your word. And we can see what the path in which you would have us to walk, the ways in which we ought to behave our lives, and the manner of life that we ought to live before the world. Help us, dear Heavenly Father, by your grace, to be obedient to thy word. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we turn this afternoon in our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, in chapter 6. The book of Ephesians and chapter 6. Look with me at verses 5 through 9. Verses 5 through 9. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. The last couple of weeks we had looked at employees and their responsibility to their employers, or as the scripture puts it, servants as to their masters. After giving us the instructions concerning the employees to their employers, in verse 9, he turns it around and he says, and ye masters, or you employers, do the same. Do the same. So today we're going to be looking at employers, submit to your employees. The duty of masters. Masters are under just as strict of an obligation to their servants as are the servants to their masters. I'd like for us to consider several passages of Scripture as we think about this thought. Turn with me, first of all, to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew in chapter 7. And look with me here at verse 12. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Jesus here in this passage of Scripture said, whatsoever things ye would, all things that ye would that men do to you, do ye likewise to them. For this is the law and the prophets. This is that which was written in the books of Moses, And not only in the books of Moses, but also in the law. You masters, you employers, how do you want to be treated? How would you like your master, your employer, to treat you? Turn with me now to the book of Matthew in chapter 22. Matthew in chapter 22. And look with me here at verse 39. Jesus here giving instructions as to the great commandment in the law. And he said the first was our responsibility to God. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then in verse 39, notice what he said. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love your fellow man as yourself. You see, who's your neighbor? Well, everyone that you come in contact with. It is your fellow man. You see, and Jesus said, the second table of stones is like unto the first table of stones, dealing with our relationship with God. The second is like unto it, dealing with our relationship with man. And it all is bound in the principle of love, principle of charity. So, with that in thought, turn with me to the book of Romans. The book of Romans in chapter 13. And look with me here at verse 8. We read here in Romans chapter 13 and in verses 8 through 10. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Well, that doesn't say anything about employers. It doesn't. Love one another. Employers, love your employees. Employees, love your employer. Let's read on. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou, because of this commandment, love one another. You won't commit adultery. Don't commit. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Oop, lost my place. Let me get back. Don't bear false witness. And don't covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor, your fellow man, any man that you come in contact, as thyself, as yourself. How do you want to be treated? Masters, how do you want to be treated? Servants, how do you want your masters to treat you? And that is the way you are to treat them and treat one another. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love doesn't work wrong to your neighbor. Love works that which is good and loving and compassionate to your fellow man. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the principle that guides our relationship with God. Love is the principle that guards our relationship with our fellow man. So we ought to be operating under the principle of love. Turn with me now to the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians in chapter 5. And look with me at here at verse 13. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Here again, he tells us the whole law is fulfilled in one word. And that one word is love. It is charity. It is agape, which is divine love. And that is the principle that guides our relationship with God. It is the principle which guides our relationship with our fellow man. Now, the book of 1 Timothy. The book of 1 Timothy. And chapter 1. And look at verse 5. Now, the end of the commandment, or the end of the law, the end of God's commandment is charity. It's charity, it's love. Out of a pure heart. A pure heart. A heart that is not defiled. A heart that is not hypocritical. But a heart that is pure. You see, many times people can put on the air and the atmosphere, oh, how they love you and oh, how they care about you. But it's a hypocritical love. They don't really care about you. They don't really love you. So what we as Christians, and that, who's he speaking to in the book of Ephesians in chapter 6? He's speaking to saved members at the church of Ephesus. Today he's speaking to saved members of the Grace Baptist Church of Melbourne, Florida. We are to have love. We're to have agape out of a pure heart, not a hypocritical heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, a faith that is not hypocritical, but it is true, it is pure, just as our love is to be true and to be pure, our compassion is to be true and pure to one another. Look at what we're told in the book of James. The book of James in chapter 2. And let's look at verse 10. We read here, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point. The whole law is governed by the principle of love. So, if we do ill to our brother, we do wrong to our brother, whether it be adultery or coveting that which he has, or stealing, or bearing false witness, or being harsh and cruel, not being compassionate. You see, love, real love, agape love, is compassionate. It spreads out bowels of mercies to its fellow man, to the one whom it loves. And yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. It doesn't matter what point. You may not commit adultery. You may not covet what your fellow man has. Stealing is a direct result of coveting what another has, but bearing false witness is another. You see, you're guilty of not respecting love towards God. Is not he the one that commanded love towards our fellow man and bearing false witness? or stealing or adultery or coveting, anything that is your neighbor's, is not honoring God, is it? For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Yes, mercy. Mercy stems from what? Does not mercy stem from love? But God, who is rich in mercy, why is he rich in mercy? For his great love wherewith he loved us. And we, if we have love for our fellow man, we will be merciful to our fellow man as well. We are all children. We're all parents, servants, masters, and we're to be obedient to our master. Who's our master? The Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. He's our master. He said in our text, he said, do the same unto them, the same things that he commanded the servants to do unto their employers. He says to the employers to do the same unto your employees. Treat your employees with love and compassion, with bowels of mercies extended out to them. Again, I remind you what we read in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Masters are to honor and respect. Treat with love and compassion those who work under them, the same as the employees are to do to their masters, to their employers. Turn with me to the book of Colossians. Colossians in chapter 4. In verse 1, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal. Why should I, as a master, why should I give unto my servant? Why should I, as an employer, give unto my employees that which is just and equal? Am not I the owner? Am not I the employer? Is it not mine that? Well, notice what he says in the last part of that verse. Knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. There it is, folks. If you're saved, a member of the Lord's church, whether you're a member or not, if you're saved, you owe, and you're a master, you're an employer, you owe it to your employees to be just and equitable to them. Why? Because you have a master who's in heaven. You want him to be just and equitable with you, do you not? Then, in our verse, in verse 9 of our text, he says, Forbearing, threatening. Forbearing, threatening. The word means moderating threatening. It means to leave off. It means to be mild. Again, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. You want your fellow man? You want your servants? You want your employees to be harsh and cruel to you? To rebel against you? Do you employees, do you want your employers to be harsh and cruel to you? We ought to leave off threatening. We ought not to be harsh and cruel to any man. Remembering the principle, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye likewise to them. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus, in chapter 25, in verse 43. And here God has given to Israel instructions concerning the servants. And in the verses preceding, he calls them his servants. And he says in verse 43, he says, thou shalt not rule over him, that servant, with rigor. You shall not rule over him with harshness and cruel, being a harsh and cruel taskmaster. But shall fear thy God. Fear thy God. He's my servant. He's my man. You remember that. And we ought to remember that in our dealings with fellow men. We, especially that are Christians, need to remember that they're God's. We ought to operate from a principle, as he commands us in his word, to operate with the principle of love, compassion, and with bowels of mercies. It is not showing honor. It is not showing respect. It is not showing love and compassion when we talk in a harsh and cruel and threatening manner. Look with me at the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, in chapter 13, and if you know anything about the book of Corinthians, you know the 13th chapter is what is referred to as the love chapter. Oh, that we would learn the principles taught to us in the 13th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, especially we that are Christian, we that are saved, we that are redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in verse 5, he said, concerning love, concerning charity, concerning agape, doth not behave itself unseemly. It does not behave itself in an unbecoming manner, in an unbecoming manner to love, in an unbecoming manner to a child of God. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Iniquity is not harsh and cruel, talking, threatening? Is it not iniquity? Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. You see, we ought to be working from the principle of love. We ought to learn to let love govern and guide our manner of life. Look with me to the book of Ephesians in chapter 4. The book of Ephesians in chapter 4. And look with me what we've seen in the past when we studied the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. He said, admonishes us to walk worthy, in a suitable manner, worthy of the vocation, the calling wherewith we are called. And then he said in verse 2, with all lowliness and humility. As we learned this morning, we ought to be walking as children of God in humility. There again, that principle is taught to us in the book of Ephesians. Walking in humility. Love, agape, charity, will cause us to walk in humility and meekness with long-suffering, forbearing one another. Look down with me at verse 25. Verse 25, he said, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Did you catch that? For we are members one of another. That ought to do away with harsh and cruel speech. Doesn't matter if we're an employer. It ought to do away with harsh and cruel speech. We ought to talk in love and compassion with bowels of mercy. In verse 29, we read this. Let no corrupt communication, no harsh and cruel threatenings to our servants, to our employees. Employees, no harsh and cruel threatenings to your employers. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Verses 31 through 32, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind. Be ye kind. And that won't be hard to be kind when you're operating from a principle of love. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted. That's what we need. Love, agape will cause us to have a tender heart. Forgiving. Love will cause us to forgive. Well, they didn't come and ask for forgiveness. Love will cause you to forgive without anyone coming and asking for forgiveness. Now, if we've wronged somebody, we should go and ask for forgiveness. But the one that has been wronged, operating from a principle of love, will forgive before being asked to forgive. Even as God, for Christ's sake, there it is, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. He said, in our verse, he said, knowing, verse 9, Ephesians 6, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Also, Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, knowing that your master also is in heaven. No matter how high up the ladder you are, you might be the owner of the company. No matter how high up the ladder you are, but Christ is the head of man. You got that? Christ is your head. You can't excel higher than Christ. Christ is your head. We have to answer to him. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Verse 10, for we must all appear saved. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good. We're bad. You see, we're all going to stand one day before him. And we're going to give an account before him. Look what Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says. Romans chapter 2, verse 11 tells us that God is no respecter of persons. For there is no respect of persons with God. It doesn't matter Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter rich or poor. It doesn't matter master or servant. There's no respecter of persons with God. In closing, turn with me to the book of Galatians. Book of Galatians in chapter 6. And look with me here at verse 3. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Masters, employers, don't think yourself to be something. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought. Look at verses 9 and 10 in the same chapter, in the same context. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore, based upon these principles, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Whom? Unto all men. Especially unto them who are the household of faith. Oh, may we let that guide our principle of life. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Let us walk worthy of the calling wherewith we have been called, whether we be wife, or whether we be a husband, whether we be a child, whether we be a parent, whether we be a servant, or whether we be a master, let us all submit, Ephesians 5, verse 21, submit one to another. Shall we pray? Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we've come through this study of submitting one to another, we know, dear Heavenly Father, that these things go contrary to the flesh. They go contrary to our human nature. But we that are children of God, we have a new nature. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. We have our great example, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the principle that he operated from, the principle of love, he manifests to us a life of agape. He manifested to us mercy because of the great love wherewith he loved us. And it caused him to go to the cross and lay down his life, to be buried, to rise again, that we might have the forgiveness of sin. Help us, dear Heavenly Father, to be like the Lord Jesus Christ, to operate and to deal from the principle of love. Love towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we love him, we love our fellow man. Help us to have compassion and bowels of mercies unto them. We pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your time and your attention. You all have a blessed day and a good week. Goodbye, and God bless.